final segment of tonight's show. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, and Michael Tusky. We're going to go to Frank right now with the play of the game, sponsored this winter by our friends at LeClaire Ryan.
Who's talking is actually going to take this moment to recognize Chris Henrich, the wrestler. He's a senior from Lansdale, PA. He's 10-0 this year at 174 weight class. He continues to move up the career wins ledger at UVA. Currently with 111 career victories, Henrich is tied with Rocco Capone, who graduated in 2009, for third place all time. He needs two wins to pass Tim Foley, who graduated in 04, and he needs only six wins to pass Mike Krafchik, who graduated back in 95, to become the all-time wrestling champ at UVA. We wish him the best of luck.
Speaking of wrestling, the team, they're ranked 25th in the country. They're competing today and tomorrow at the Southern Scuffle Invitational Tournament in Greensboro, North Carolina. The field of that tournament includes seven of the nation's top 25 teams, including number one Cornell, number four Minnesota, number seven Penn State, number 16 Michigan, number 18 Hofstra, number 20 Kent State, and number 25 Virginia. As we mentioned earlier, Chris Henrich, he was the runner-up at last year's event, so maybe he can win the whole thing this year. On to women's basketball. The UVA women's team is 8-5 now and is hosting the 25th Marriott Cavalier Classic yesterday and today at John Paul Jones Arena. The tournament began as a precursor to the ACC tournament in 1976, and Virginia has won 21 of the 24 team titles ever in the tournament and has won the last seven in a row. Yesterday, the Cavaliers beat North Carolina A&T 88-59. UVA freshman Jasmine Pitts scored 17 points in her first career start. Virginia plays East Tennessee State in the championship game 7 p.m. tonight, right after our show's up. Virginia women's basketball will also host the Richmond Spiders on Monday at 7 p.m. in Charlottesville. So lots of action up there, including the three men's games over the next week.
Hopefully, Debbie Ryan and the Lady Cavs were able to pull it out tonight. It'd be nice for them to win the Marriott Cavalier Classic again. Secondly, hats off to Heath Miller, tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers and former UVA quarterback turned tight end. He came back from a really devastating, at least by appearances, a devastating-looking injury to his neck. He caught five passes this past week for 73 yards. In the Steelers' big 27-3 victory over the Panthers. And hats off to James Ferrier, the linebacker, in his 14th NFL season, who passed guest on our show. He recorded seven solo tackles, including a sack and two tackles for loss in that same game.
Yeah, having watched the game, both of them played very well. James Ferrier, of course, an in-studio guest when he was here. Speaking of in-studio guests, we have Terry Gates lined up for next week. He hopefully will be in studio. If not, he'll call in and be part of our lineup for next week, as well as the Sabres' Chris Wright.
Looking forward to that. Both of those guys have been frequent and always well-received guests on our show. Also want to recognize that Chris Long, the defensive end for the Rams and our former first-round draft pick, had a nice game this past week in their victory over the 49ers, and he got some airtime.
Yeah, talked to Tony, I keep remembering.
Siragusa.
That's right, the field guy for Fox, and had his dad in studio, and they were talking to Chris about what his dad got him for Christmas. And, of course, Chris said nothing. I'm sure that's not true, but he said his mother sent him a razor with a message, apparently to clean up his act. But really good to see Chris doing well out there, and hopefully maybe one of these days we can get Hallie Long post-football season on the show. And other people we're working on trying to get Terry Holland, Bryant Stith,
Billy Langlo,
Lee Raker, some folks like that, former Virginia greats during the months of January and February during the basketball season.
Well, we've had a lot of fun tonight. Looking forward to a big winter season here for the basketball team and also for baseball coming up soon. And
yeah, Brian O'Connor will be getting going. And big game tomorrow night. Iowa State's a very good basketball team. Try to get up to JPJ if you can. If not, I think the game is on Comcast Sportsnet, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So it is on TV if you can't get to the arena.
It's an 8 o'clock tip-off. If you get a chance to go out this week, try to stop by Fridays. There are six Fridays in the Richmond area. Also, Le Maire Restaurant has wonderful food and drinks and
Yeah, both nice places to ring in the new year.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to Who's Talking.
Happy New Year to all the Wahoos. Talk to you next week.